Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Tis the season. They always say that January is a season for an uptick in divorces. Apparently, the thought is people wait through the holidays for their kids or their family members to file in January. And there are a lot of people filing for divorce that may have been married many years or are now in their senior years. We thought that would be an interesting topic to discuss. So we reached out to Rayford Palmer, the co-owner of STG Divorce Law. Rayford, thanks for joining us. Is that the reason there's always an uptick in January? People just want to get through the holidays first? I don't think we have Rayford's phone engaged or maybe faded up or...
Wait, I'm here. Sorry, Lisa.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. Thanks for having me on. You're exactly right. It's people just waiting to get through the holidays, don't want to think about the divorce, obviously want to put that off till January, and then they want to get started.
Yeah, and most people just want it done with, right?
Yeah, that's the title of my book. Once they get started, they want to get it over with and want to keep it as efficient as possible, typically.
Whenever I have had friends who have started the process of a divorce, I always say, don't rush, because you're going to regret the decisions you're making now a year from now, because you're going to sign off on anything just to get it over with. Is that a fair piece of advice?
That's great advice. It's always important to make sure you know what you're signing and you think it through thoroughly before signing, just like any contract, but this one is one of the most serious contracts of your entire life. So you're absolutely right.
Are we seeing an uptick in senior divorces, divorces over the age of 60, 70?
Yeah, Lisa, yes, absolutely. We see it, you know, anecdotally in our firm, and the trend line is seen across the United States also, in that people are just living longer, so there are more opportunities for people to get divorced. So it's really become a significant growth in the type of divorces that divorce attorneys deal with.
And is it tougher with senior divorces because you've acquired more? You probably have 401ks, you have Roth IRAs, you have businesses or homes, something that 20 or 30-year-olds wouldn't be dividing at that age.
Exactly right. Although the kid issues typically aren't there, you're dealing with much more complicated financial questions. And also people are a lot more concerned because you've got health insurance concerns. People are having health problems and are worried about how they're going to pay for medical issues going forward. People are at the end of their careers, so it isn't like they can just replace money with, you know, get back to work and put money back in retirement for another 10 or 15, 20 years. So the math changes quite a bit for folks that are older who are considering divorce.
And I've read that older women tend to be less financially stable than men after what they call a gray divorce.
That's really true, just due to the demographics with, you know, fewer women who are either in the workforce or holding professional jobs or earning as much as men demographically. Although that trend is shifting among the younger generation, it's still, you know, among folks getting divorced now. Yeah, that's absolutely correct.
This is divorce attorney Rayford Palmer, the author of the Amazon bestseller, I Just Want This Done. You hear him on WGN from time to time. And
sure.
So are things 50-50 when it's a gray divorce or a senior divorce when kids aren't involved?
So, you know, that's the common thing people say. And it's especially, there are circumstances where unique facts will make for a different division of property and debt. And in a gray divorce, sometimes it is the case that it's not equal or 50-50. So everybody should go consult with an experienced divorce attorney in their area to find out what their situation might be, because one person might be at or close to retirement. They may have a substantial amount of savings, or they might not. And so there are a lot of variables that are involved in how a court might decide this. So it's real important that, you know, everybody's situation is unique. And in an older or gray divorce is where you might see more commonly a 60-40 or a 35% to one party, that kind of thing, to try to offset the situation you mentioned where, like, one person is really unable to generate more wages. So they try to do that by balancing. Sorry.
No, you go ahead.
They try to use more assets to try to offset that income difference later in life when the wage earner could retire at any moment.
And of course, there's always concerns about Social Security and who gets to claim what. And
right.
That is impacted by whether you remarry, correct?
You know, if you've been married over 10 years, my understanding is you're entitled to claim Social Security on your ex-spouse's wage record, but you have a reduced benefit versus the benefit that you would normally get on your own wage record. This is kind of beyond my knowledge, and I recommend people mm-hmm. talk to a benefits attorney for detailed advice on those topics.
So what is the most common age that people get divorced?
Between, in our experience, I'd say 40 to 50 years old, and kids are teenage to early college is probably the most common. Folks have been married 10 to teens number of years, 10 to 20 years.
If people make it 40 years, is it highly unusual after 40 years to get divorced?
It's a lot less common, but again, increasingly common. And I think the interesting thing that you see in the research is people just living so much longer that they might have thought, well, I'm not going to live much past my 60s, so why would I deal with a divorce at this stage in my life, whereas people are going to live to 85, 95 years old and be healthy. So considerations that might have hit them in their 40s or 50s people are dealing with in their 70s and thinking, do I want to live the next 20 years of my life with this other person? And I'm not judging it, but that's why this is happening.
Right. And what kind of advice do you give someone who's in a relationship that is ending and they're near retirement or they're in retirement?
Well, we'll absolutely consult with a few different professionals. It's good to talk to an accountant or wealth management person to talk about your finances, and also an experienced divorce attorney in your jurisdiction or in your area to talk about all your options and talk about your pros and cons so that you can weigh everything and make a cost-benefit analysis before you jump in the deep end of the pool.
And when you are going through a gray divorce, and I'm going to have to jump to news here in a second, do your adult children who might have been recipients of any inheritance have any voice in the settlement?
That's a great question, only in that they want to talk to you and probably bend your ear about that. But no, they don't have a legal claim to the way the settlement is handled.
But you know they're going to have something to say.
You're absolutely right. Yes.
And where do people find you if they wanted to reach out and ask questions?
So the best place to go is our website at stglawfirm.com. That's stglawfirm.com. And on social media, I'm at Rayford Palmer pretty much everywhere, like TikTok and Twitter and Instagram.
All right.
So
thanks for
great to talk to folks.
Yeah, thanks for joining us, and we might have questions again in the future, so I hope you'll come back.
It'd be absolutely our pleasure. Thank you so much for the chance to speak with you, Lisa, and your audience. Take care.
Steve's News is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
WGN.